going through Psalm 118 using Dr. Schofield's study Bible as a point of reference to make sure we keep our text within context. All right. So let's take up, this is the hard part. I meant to just pick out a few to move this along, but then it's all so good. How do you do that? Yeah. You know? How about verse 22? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Christ is stone. Isaiah 8:14, and he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin, gotta love the King James, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So that's an example. Why do I like the King James? Because it is such an instructive text for our English language. Just like the Lutheran Bible is to the Germanic people, King James is to the English. Okay. Exodus 17:6. Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And so if you knew who were asking you questions, you would ask of him the living water, right? The woman, the Samaritan woman at the well. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Peter 2:8, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. That is 1 Peter 2:8. The very ones who had been entrusted with the faith and teaching the people about the Lord, and they were disobedient and they stumbled on the Lord.
Right. But the rock stood firm.
Maybe the last one. Blessed, verse 26. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. And of course, for Catholics, we have that, the great Hosanna. Blessed is he. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Matthew 21:9. And the multitudes that went before and that followed, crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Matthew 23:39. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till you say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Mark 11:9. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
He needs to hurry.
He does need to hurry. All right. Augustine. So, we looked at text. We looked at the structure, what type of psalm it is, which of the five books it is in. Now we're going to go take a look at some commentary of the great theological minds through the ages. So first we encounter will be Augustine. He will say on his expositions of the Psalms. We are taught in this Psalm 119, when we chant Alleluia, which meaneth praise the Lord, Hallel, praise, right? That we should, when we hear the words, confess unto the Lord, praise the Lord. The praise of God could not be expressed in fewer words than these, for he is good. See, Augustine had that same resonance within his soul. You know, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. I see not what can be more solemn than this brevity, since goodness is so peculiarly the quality of God. What can be more solemn than this brevity, since since it's a quality of God, that the Son of God himself, when addressed by someone as good master, by one namely, who beholding his flesh and comprehending not the fullness of his divine nature, considered him as man only, replied. So the man doesn't realize he's speaking to divinity. He sees with his natural eye, the man is just seeing Jesus in his flesh. And so our Lord will say to him, so why callest me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. This goodness of God. So if the man would have seen, understood Jesus in his totality, then the statement would have stood.
Right.
And this is, and what is this but to say, if thou wishest to call me good, recognize me as God. But since it is addressed in revelation of things to come, to a people freed from all toil and wandering and pilgrimage, and from all admixture with the wicked, which freedom was given it through the grace of God, who not only doth not evil for evil, but even returneth good for evil, it is most appropriately added, because his mercy endureth forever.
I love that.
I do too. There's a reason why people are considered, what would you call them, famous or ancient. And I know when I was young and going through school, we had to read these works that seemed from the ancient, you know, past.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a punishment. The reason they endure is not to be a punishment.
Right.
But because they have insight that generations find meaningful.
Right. Yeah, they got in touch with truth. That's like universal truth, you know.
That's right. All right, my friends, we're going to stop there. We're going to pick up with Athanasius and then also, of course, practical application. All right. Till then, my friends, fides. Is Rachio.